Today we are learning lesson number 71. We're starting the fifth topic in Parshas Lech Lecha, dealing with Hagar and Yishmael. Today we're going to be learning Perek Tes Zayin, chapter 16, Psukim Aleph Tavav 1 through 16 in the Simonim Tanakh, on page 21, four lines from the top. The margin says, Misiras Hagar LaAvram. Hagar is given over to Avram. A little bit lower on the margin, you have the year 2033, which is now 10 years later. Avram was 75 in the beginning of the Parsha. We retreated back in part of last Perek to when he was 70. Now 10 years have moved forward. And now Avram is 85, as we'll see from the text. And we will see what we're going to have over here. Pasuk Aleph. Vesarai Eshes Avram lo yolda lo vila shivcha mitzris ushma Hagar. Vatomer Sarai el Avram hineno atzorani Adonoi miledes bo no el shivcha si ulai ibonem imeno. Vayishma Avram lekol Sarai. Vatikach Sarai Eshes Avram Es Hagar Hamitzris Shivchasa Mikes Eser Shonim L'Sheves Avram B'Eretz Kenoan Vatitenosa Lavram Isha Lol Isha Vayavo El Hagar Vatahar Vatere Kiharasa Vatekal Gevirta Be'eneha Vatomer Sarai El Avram Chamosi Olecha Anochi Nosati shivchasi bechekecha vatereh ki horosa v'ekal be'eneha Yishbot adoinoi beini uveinecha Vayomer Avram el Sarai Hinei shivchaseich biyodeich asilo hatov be'enoich Vateaneha Sarai vativrach miponeha.
Let's look at the psukim inside Pasuk Aleph. Visorai, and Sarai, who was Eshes Avram, the wife Avram, lo yolda lo. She did not give birth lo for him. She didn't have any children for him. Now, who else is in the picture? Velo, and to her, she had a shivcha, a maidservant, Mitzris, who was an Egyptian maidservant. Ushma, and her name was Hagar. Now, who is this Hagar, and how'd she get into play over here? Hagar was the daughter of Paro. And when Avram was in Paro's house with Sarai, Paro realized how great of a person Avram was. And Paro says, it's better for her to be a maidservant in Avram's home than to be a princess in my castle. So therefore, he gifted Hagar to be the maidservant of Sarai. Now, it would appear that Hagar never converted because she's still called an Egyptian maidservant, and she's remaining with her name. Hagar was which a non-Jewish name, although that's not really that relevant because the Jews had not yet accepted the Torah. Now, here's the issue now. We've just learned many times, and especially last parak, that Hashem promised Avram children. He still does not have children. So Sarai is figuring that the problem here is her and not him, because Hashem has promised Avram children. Never promised Sarai children, never promised whom from Avram would have, how Avram would have the children. So Sarai is suspicious that the problem of Avram not having children rests in her court. And therefore she comes up with a strategy which Avram did not come up with. Beis, Vatomer Sarai el Avram. And Sarai says to Avram, Hinei no, behold now, I see, Atzorani held me back. Adonai, the all-merciful king, has held me back, me let us from giving birth. Bo, come, no, now, El Shivchasi. Come is a very euphemistic way of to be married and to live as husband and wife. Ulai, maybe, in the merit of me giving this woman to you to marry, Ibonet, I will be built, meaning I will have a child, mimena, from her, in the merit of the kindness that I will allow Hagar to marry you. Vayishma Avram, and Avram listened l'kol Sarai, to the voice of Sarah. Not that he necessarily wanted to do that, but Sarai suggested that. And with this great kindness, perhaps Sarai would benefit from this. Now, why is she doing this now? So you'll see the answer kind of comes through in this pasuk gimel. Vatikach Sarai, and Sarai took. And who is Sarai? Eshes Avram, the wife of Avram. She takes who? Es Hagar, Hamitzris, the Egyptian one. Shifcha saw her maid. And when did all this happen? Miketz, at the end of Eser Shonim, 10 years. Lishevis Avram, from Avram living Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. It's very important, this clause, because it seems that only when Avram was 75 in the land of Israel did Hashem make a strong promise that he would have children. Now, they were obviously married longer than 10 years, and the rabbis deduce from this that in the olden days, if a person was married 10 years and did not have any children, since a man is obligated in fulfilling the mitzvah of being fruitful, multiplying, after 10 years, one could divorce one's wife and marry someone else. Avram was married much more than 10 years, but these were 10 years in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore many people say the custom of perhaps divorcing your wife is only if you lived in Israel for 10 years. We're not going to get into the pragmatic present halachic issues, but that's what the Torah is saying. After 10 years, she saw it's time that something has to happen. So therefore, that's why we know the story takes place when Avram and I was 85. It's 10 years since we're in the land of Canaan. So 10 years just goes by very quickly. Vatitein osa, and she gave Hagar, la Avram. And now, careful now, isha. There's a dot in the hay. It's called a mapike. Isha. Isha means ha'ish shala, her husband. So she gave Sarah to Hagar, to Avram, who is her husband. Lo, she gave her to him. Le'isha, without a dad in the hay, means for a wife. So the word isha, regular, means a wife. Isha, the mapike, means the ish shala, her husband. So therefore, she, again, Vatidin osa, Sarah gave her, Hagar, Lavram, to Avram, isha, her husband, lo, to him, le'isha, for a wife. So Sarah was clearly instrumental in making this shidduch. Well, look what happens. Immediately, pasuk dal, vayavo el Hagar, and Avram came to Sarah, Hagar, he lived with her, Vatar, and she conceived immediately the first time. And because of that, Hagar began to have a change of feeling towards Sarai. She thought Sarai was a very holy, special person, and she figured Sarai's been living with this man so long and hasn't conceived, and me one time with him, and I've conceived already. Perhaps I am much greater than Sarai. And Sarah notices this change. Vatera, and she sees Hagar. Vatera, she sees Kihara saw that she was pregnant. Vatekel, and she became light, meaning less respected. What? Gevirta, her mistress. Her mistress became less respected in her eyes for the reason that I just mentioned. Sarai realizes this. Now, if your mistress becomes less respected in your eyes, you don't necessarily listen to her orders, and you act, you know, as if you're the one in charge. So Sarai is not happy with this. So Sarai directly confronts Avram. Pasuk hey, Vatomer Sarai al Avram, and Sarai says to Avram, Chamosi. Chamosi, my being robbed of respect, that's in between lines of respect, Olecha, is upon you. Chamas, you remember, by the flood, the world was filled with chamas, robbery. So chamasi, my being robbed, Olecha, that came from you, I'm being robbed of my respect. So she's blaming Avram for this. Why is she blaming Avram? Number one, why didn't you daven for me? If you would have daven for me, I would have had children. Number two, how come you were quiet when Hagar is disrespecting me? Could be Avram didn't know about it. Either way, she's blaming Avram for her being the recipient of less respect. Anochi, I, Nosati, gave Shivchasi, my maidservant, Bechekecha, in your lap, as it were, I gave her for you to be with her. Vatera, and she sees, Kiharasa, that she became pregnant. Voekal, and I lost respect, Beinea, in her eyes. So she's upset with Avram. Now she focuses her attention to Hagar, and she said, Yishpot Adonai, let the All-Merciful One judge.
Beini, between me, Ubeinoich, and between you. Meaning to say, Sarai was now speaking against Hagar, and the rabbis explained because of this, she caused the Hagar to miscarry this baby who now died. More than that, so Avram's saying, listen, what do you want? So Pasuk Vav, Vayomer Avram el Sarai, Avram says to Sarai, Hine shifchasi b'adech, behold, shifchasech b'adech, your maidservant is in your hands. In other words, she's in your control. Zasila, do to her, hatov beinayich, do what's good in your eyes. You know, I've never told you not to do anything here. So what did Sarai do? Vata'aneha, and she afflicted her. Sarai afflicted Hagar. Vativrach, and she ran away. Hagar ran away. Mipaneha, from before her face. In other words, Sarai wanted Hagar to know her place. And that's why she afflicted her, maybe made her work a little harder or whatever, was, you know, more bearing on her. And to say, listen, remember, I'm the mistress and you're the maidservant. And Hagar could not take that. And therefore, she ran away. The commentaries mention, Ramban specifically, that Avram and Sarai, starting with Sarai, had sinned over here. This was a sin that she was too overbearing on Hagar, and Avram did not stop her. And ultimately, the Jewish people become punished that Hagar gets a Yishmael who gave so much trouble to the Jewish people. In addition, this whole story that Avram has to marry Hagar was something that wasn't so pleasant to him. And according to the Rambam, this is the fifth test of Avram. So we have different opinions what the 10 tests are, but according to the Rambam, this is test number 5. Having to marry Hagar, you can see, would not generally be the kind of thing that Avram would want to do. Let's take a look at the questions. Number 1. Eich karu l'shifcha shel Sarai. What did they call the maidservant of Sarai? Her name was Hagar. 2. Me eifo hoisa Hagar. Where was Hagar from? Mitzrayim. 3. Targem atzarani. Translate the word atzarani. Atzarani means held me back. 4. Mahitzia Sarai l'Avram. What did Sarai suggest to Avram? Kasharasa shein l'yaladim. She saw she had no children. She suggested Avram should marry Hagar. 5. Lomaratz Sarai shavram yisah Hagar. Why did Sarai want Avram to marry Hagar? He felt that perhaps she will be built up in the merit of giving Hagar to Avram. 6. Targem ibane. Ibane means I will be built up. 7. Lama chashva Sarai. Why did Sarai think she mtitin l'Avram, as she gives her to Avram, gives Avram to Laval Hagar to marry Hagar, shigam Sarai tele, that Sarai would also give birth, because of the kindness she would do to allow Hagar a chance to have children with Avram, Hashem would repay her back. Eidaim Avram shamalatz Sarai Laval Hagar. Did Avram listen to the advice of Hagar, of Sarai to marry Hagar? Yes. 9. Kamas manach areshi gi Avram v'Sarai l'Eretz Kanan. After how much time, after Avram and Sarai reached the land of Canaan, Nosan Sarai, did Sarai give Hagar la Avram Lavoila to live with her? It was after 10 years. 10. Targem Isha. Translate the word Isha with a dot in the hay, im nekuda behay, besofa mila, at the end of the word. So Isha would be her husband. That's what we call a mapik hay, and that's like saying the word shelah, her. 11. Targem Vatahar. Explain the word Vatahar. So it means, and she conceived. 12. Makara. What happened? Kishaba Avram el Sagar, Avram el Hagar, when Avram came to Sarah, she conceived immediately. 13. Makara. What happened? Kisharasa Hagar Shehiarasa. What happened when Hagar saw she became pregnant? So we see Vatekal Gavirta Beineha, which means, in question 14, Vatekal means she became light. 15, Givirta, her mistress, in her eyes. In other words, she treated Sarai with less respect. 16, Targem Chamosi. Chamosi means my being robbed. 17, Ma'amra Sarai 11. What did Sarai say to Avram? Kesherasa Ketzet Niyasa Beinei Hagar Shifchasa. What did Sarai say to Avram when she saw how she was in the eyes of Sagar, her wife? She was very upset, and she said, "Chamasi alecha alayich," that I was robbed of my respect because of you, and she's very upset about that. So 18, Lama kasa Sarah Avram. Why was Sarah upset at Avram? Kisha Nia Sarai Kalbedel, when Sarai was light in his eyes? Because why didn't, number one, he pray for her that she should have children? Number two, why didn't you stop Hagar's behavior? 19, Targem Bechekecha. Bechekecha means in your lap, meaning to say it was in your being with her. 20, Targem Yishpot. Yishpot means he should judge. 21, Mi Omar Lami, who said to Valman about what? Yishpot Hashem Beni Benecha. So Sarai said that sentence, and she's saying regarding Hagar that Hashem should judge between me, Sarai, Ubeinecha, between you, Hagar. 22, Ma Karab Biglalza. What happened because of her making this statement? Caused Hagar to miscarry her child. 23, Eza Rishus Nasan Avram. What permission did Avram give Lesarai? But Mashama, with what he said, Hine Shivchasech Biyadech. He said, basically, he said, you could do whatever you want with her. 24, Ma'amar Avram Lesarai. What did Avram say to Sarai? Kisarai Kasalov, when Sarai was angry at him, Al Shahagar Mizalzel said that Hagar was denigrating her. So he said, Do what you want with her. 25. Targem vata'aneha. Vata'a means, and she afflicted her. 26. Me'asa sasari lahagar achreishiras v'shogar zuzabal. What did Sarah do to Hagar when she saw she was denigrating her? She afflicted her. 27. Achreisha Sarah ine as Hagar masa Hagar. After Sarai afflicted Hagar, what did Hagar do? She ran away. 28. Targem vativrach. Translate vativrach, and she ran away. 29, Lefia Rambam, according to the Rambam's opinion, Mahaya Nisana Chamisha Shel Avram, what was the fifth test of Avram? The fifth test was Avram being asked by Sarai to marry Hagar. 30, Lefia Ramban, according to the Ramban, Eza Chet Asu Sarai Vavram, what sin did Sarai and Avram do? That they acted too harshly to Hagar in this situation. Sarai did and Avram allowed it to happen, and we got punished by having a Yishmael. Let's look at the Psukim inside again, starting chapter 16, page 21 in the Simonim. V'sarai eshes Avram lo yolda lo v'lo shivcha mitzris u'shma Hagar. V'atomer sarai el Avram hineino atzorani adunoi miledes bono el shivchasi ulai ibonem imeno. Vayishma Avram lekol Sarai vatikach Sarai eshes Avram es Hagar amitzri shivchasa miketz eser shodim l'sheves Avram bi'eretz Kenan vatiteno sa l'Avram isha lo le'isha vayavo el Hagar vatahar vatera ki harasa vatekal kivirta be'ineha vatomer Sarai el Avram chamosi olecha anochi nosati shivchasi b'chekecha vatera ki harasa v'eikal b'eineha yishpod Adonai b'ni uveinecha vayomer Avram el Sarai hinei shivchaseich b'yodeich asila hatov b'einoich vataneha Sarai vativrach miponeha. Okay, please spend 15 minutes going over this lesson 71 and spend another 15 minutes going over the other lessons of this week, 68, 69, and 70. Have a good day.